Hello, everybody, and welcome to the inaugural episode of Things That Are News, the podcast where two gentlemen and one maybe robot, maybe not, like to hang out and talk about some of the most interesting things that have happened over the week. The twist is that as we go, we like to get progressively drunker and see how our opinions change on the matter. To my right, I have Bailey. Bailey, say hi to the kids.
Hey, kids. How you doing today?
To my left, I have the cyborg man himself, Jeffrey Brooks, a.k.a. Unit 115-2243.
Did you just come up with that number?
Yes.
That's good. That's my birthday.
Oh, shit. Is it really? No, it's not.
Welcome to the show,
folks. Way too many numbers. You fucking got me. I was like, wait a minute, what?
After how many trials? We nailed it. All right, good inaugural intro.
That was pretty good. So what are we going to talk about today, Chris?
We never got past this.
We never got this far.
What do we do?
Should we talk about some news?
Let's talk about some news. So usually we like to start the show with a segment where we like to rapid fire a couple of the hottest things that have happened over the week before we get into our main discussion. Starting it off, Shia LaBeouf. What the fuck is going on with Shia LaBeouf?
It's fucked. Bailey, would you like to introduce this news story?
Well, when did he start it? Was it after the Women's March or during the inauguration?
I'm pretty sure it was the day after the inauguration.
The day of.
Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf started the most epic live stream ever that's going to last 4 years, and it is anti-Trump. And this man apparently beat up a neo-Nazi, but that's up to interpretation.
How long do you guys give this? 2 months. I give it 2 months.
Is he, like, constantly, like, streaming? Like,
he wants to live stream for 4 years.
It's still live, yeah.
So, like, right now, is he, like, sleeping?
We can watch it right now.
Yeah.
I think they take shifts. Like, I think he has a... It won't last 4 years.
He's got a whole, like, prank crew that he does all his weird Shia LaBeouf art installations with.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck this guy does.
I'm not even kidding when I say, like, this is actually sounds like the kind of thing that Trump would shut down. Like, himself.
Shia LaBeouf's the epitome of a rich guy who thinks he can make art, and he's making art that isn't art because I'm not really trying, but it's art because of that. Know what I mean.
I have no clue what the fuck
that's the whole point. No one does.
Oh, my God. Did you guys saw the video where he was going off on that guy?
That's what this was all about.
We're talking about how I thought we were talking about how just the whole thing. The incident where he got arrested.
Oh, jeez.
This is where we're at now.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so started this thing, whatever.
Wait, so what happened?
Guy came up to him. It's like during the thing. Some guy came up and, like, I don't know. There's like a lot of news going around that, oh, he's a white supremacist or whatever. Like, some people were saying, oh, he was from 4chan and he's just trolling it. Like, I don't know. The answer's probably out there, but I don't know what it is. But some guy came up and he was saying some, like, pro-Trump shit. And then so Shia LaBeouf just started getting in his face screaming, he will not divide us! And there's a 4-minute video of Shia LaBeouf screaming, he will not divide us, in this guy's face.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and then I don't know if that's why he got arrested, but he got arrested shortly after that.
He, like, forcefully removed the guy. He didn't necessarily punch him in the face, but he definitely grabbed him and, like, shoved him pretty damn hard over there.
But now he's back, bitches!
Now he's back.
Yeah. Did you see the video of when he came back?
Oh, God, no.
It's so good. There's, like, some black dude is, like, I think he live streamed it on Facebook. Some black dude is like standing there or whatever, and he's talking into his phone, and then behind him you see some guy coming up and he's just like, is that Shia? Is that Shia? He's like, man, I don't know if that's Shia or whatever, and like he just walks up and he's like, yo, what's up? And it's Shia. It's so good. It's so fucking good.
Did you hear that thing where like Shia LaBeouf freestyled on fucking Sway in the Morning and he went off and it was actually kind of dope?
Yeah, I saw it.
No,
I definitely saw it.
It was pretty good.
He's been accused several times of stealing rap lyrics, just really obscure rap lyrics that no one knows from, like, the early 90s.
That's very possible.
Yeah.
Like, because he's, like, a trained actor, too, so he probably could have, like, planned that whole fucking thing.
Like, that one where he was in the forest with a bunch of hippies was apparently still, like, Naughty by Nature verse.
Word.
Dude, I don't even know.
So, Shia LaBeouf?
Crazy or not crazy?
Oh, definitely crazy.
Definitely crazy.
But I love him. My God.
That's like,
you got Shia on our podcast?
That's like what happens when you're a child star, you know? You become Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
Especially when your job is to play a crazy child.
Yeah.
Eating all the bodies. Second news story of the day.
We're talking about Logan?
I mean, I don't know. Is that the second news story of the day? Why don't you read the fucking board? Is that clearly the second news story of the day?
No.
But it is, literally.
We're talking
it is.
Binary, or are we talking...
Well, I don't know, you're the robot. I only read people language.
So our next news story, Logan, or Wolverine 3, or That Shit Gets My Dick Hard, whatever you want to call
Last
it.
Last of Us the Movie.
Last of Us the Movie, is rated R. Thoughts, Bailey?
I'm excited. It's good to have a violent superhero movie. Kind of sucks that they're copying this whole Deadpool trend, but you know, it'll be good to actually see Wolverine cut some heads off.
Yeah,
I agree. I actually, to be honest, I thought we knew this thing was rated R. Like, I didn't know that was new news.
It was like long time assumed, but it's finally like confirmed by Fox.
Yeah, but in the Red Band trailer, he put his claw through a dude's fucking head. I was like, all right.
Yeah, but he does that shit in like X-Men movie, and they just cut away.
Yeah.
No, well, we saw it in the trailer.
If there's no blood, you can get away with that shit.
In the last Red Band trailer, the extended cut, there was blood. He put his claw through a guy's head, and it was all bloody and gross.
That doesn't mean that's in the movie.
But it was in the first trailer. So what but my it's point,
the Red Band trailer, though.
Yeah, my point, what I'm making, is I saw that trailer and assumed that we already knew it was R-rated. So when it came out that it actually was R-rated, I wasn't surprised. Because I like thought that that was like a confirmed
thing. The fact
thing.
That you assume something's irrelevant.
No, but I... Okay, to me, it wasn't a big surprise because I already thought it was a known thing.
Do yeah, it wasn't a surprise saying? For me either.
Yeah.
What the like fuck it. Does that have to do with it?
I don't know. I like it. I'm happy.
Are you happy it's already?
Yeah, I'm happy.
That's good.
It needs to be, like, yeah. I mean, you want to do a real fucking Wolverine movie, just get, you know, it's his last go. Let's just go fucking nuts. Let's have some
do
fun.
Balls to the wall?
Yeah. And Deadpool did really well, so.
What do you think this means for, like, superhero movies as a genre?
Marvel's not going to follow the trend. They're owned by Disney.
What about DC? Do you think they can make, like, an R-rated superhero movie?
It's possible. I mean, you
or
know what?
Like, Justice League Dark or something.
Dude, like, honestly, Suicide Squad would have been the one that probably should have been R.
Yeah, if there was ever a one.
You know?
That's true. Yeah. What about the fucking Gotham City Sirens?
Maybe.
Nah, they probably
wouldn't.
When you see Oh, my God. Oh,
I could see it getting pushed that way, though.
Yeah.
Especially because the DC wants to make all their movies Snyder-esque and, like, dark and Watchmen-y.
I mean, apparently.
You mean Nolan-esque?
So, they're moving
Nolan-esque. Like that. Oh, they, well, that, I would hope so, but I mean, if Old Man Logan does well, maybe they go, maybe we should stick with the...
I think that if, you know what I could see being R-rated? The Batman.
Yeah, that'd be good, like, not even for swearing, just mm-hmm. for, like, I mean, you can even throw in, like, an F-bomb or something. Like,
Batman can say an F-bomb or two. I mean, I think they're only going to do it if Wonder Woman and Justice League bomb, though. And I think they're going to bomb. Not financially, of course.
Just critically?
Yeah.
I think Wonder Woman will. I think people are tired of World War I movies.
Yeah, I think just on, like, the first, like, female superhero crowd, it's going to get, like...
Touché.
A lot of buzz.
Touché. Yeah, it'll make shitloads of money, but will it be any good?
Hashtag I'm with her.
Actually, it's not the first female superhero movie... Where were you for Halle Berry, Catwoman, sir?
She's not really a superhero, so...
Neither's Batman, then.
Ooh.
What?
Neither's Batman, then.
Why?
If Catwoman's not a superhero, Batman's not a superhero.
She's an anti-hero. She commits crimes and shit. She's a fucking villain, you dumb fuck.
The only reason she does good is because she wants to fuck Batman.
That's a good enough reason. I thought you were saying she's not a superhero because...
Because
she's
not black?
No, because she's not super.
You're fucking racist.
Static Shock's not a superhero.
Yo,
that's my jam. Right
that's pretty solid, though.
That's my jam.
No, she's Static Shock's cool as fuck.
Yeah, Static Shock's the shit. Yeah, you're happy Logan's R-rated?
Yeah, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, it has to be, right?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it has to be. Might still be a bad movie, but
could be.
I don't think it will. I think it'll be good.
Nah, I think it'll be good. I think even if it's garbage, I'll like it.
Mm.
Like, just if the soundtrack is like anything like the trailer is, I'm in.
But I like The Last of Us one, so
yeah, fair enough. Our next news story, we're gonna talk about. The naming of the newest Star Wars movie, The Last Jedi.
All right.
That's some shit.
Now, I've been thinking about this a lot.
I'm going to try to refrain my Star Wars nerding as Ooh. We do this.
Now, spoilers for our main topic. We're going to end up talking about Logan and Star Wars again later in this episode, probably. But
probably. We don't know.
Talking about not the movie, just removing the movie from it, but just the announcement of the title. Mm-hmm. I was actually thinking about this. So everybody's talking about how, like, oh, okay, like, The Last Jedi means, like, we're either talking about Rey or we're talking about Luke or we're talking about... But I realized something. Like, Jedi, you don't pluralize Jedi. So yeah, Last Jedi doesn't necessarily mean singular person.
It's like sheep. Yeah.
But then wouldn't you need to call it The Last of the Jedi? Or just The Last Jedi still
No, there? Because the plural is the Jedi Order, right? Or if there's multiple Jedi, they still refer to them as Jedis. Like, if there's multiple Jedis.
It's
yeah.
Jedi. It's
Not
like
once
deer.
Has Jedi ever been said with an S at the end.
It's like deer.
I guess you're right, because when I refer to them, like, the Clone Wars and shit, it's like Jedi Generals. Like, they put the S on the second word.
Sometimes they'll say two Jedi Knights.
Yeah, you are correct.
Or Jedi Masters.
They are the Jedi.
You are correct.
Or Padawans.
You are correct.
But not two Jedis.
I'm going to hold back my nerd, even though I don't know fucking Star Wars.
Still.
Right. Yeah. Why don't you leave? Why don't you leave the room?
But if you watch all the cartoons and shit, what I'm getting at is I'm not surprised that it's The Last Jedi, because they've been alluding to the fact that, like, they're going to change, like, the rules behind being a Jedi. Right, that the Force is not accessible by just these esoteric knights.
So you're saying that either that Rey is going to become a legitimate Jedi Knight and then Luke's going to die, or that Rey is going to become some amalgamation of, and then Luke will be the last Jedi.
I think Luke's the last Jedi.
Oh, because like, they like, don't have Jedi anymore.
There's no Jedi Order. He's going to make her into something new. Just like Kylo Ren isn't a Sith. He's the Knights of Ren. Like, the Sith Order is dead.
Yeah.
Right? So it's going... And then fucking Disney gets to milk the whole franchise because they've started a whole new storyline.
Disney does not have the balls to kill off the term Jedi.
Yeah.
They don't have the balls.
No.
They won't do it.
No, they wouldn't
do it. They won't kill off the term Jedi.
It's a good point.
Rey will be a Jedi. Luke is a Jedi. Finn might even become a Jedi.
I think it's all just going to be based around the term of, like, Luke is, like, at the beginning of the next Star Wars, Luke is the last Jedi.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
That is very correct.
That's also
true. Even, I think I saw, like, in the opening scroll for The Force Awakens, they're, like, trying to find the last Jedi, Luke Skywalker.
I think that, maybe. I don't remember the opening
scroll. It's...
That, yeah.
So, like, it's all going to be about the fact that he is the last Jedi and he's trying to train at least one more Jedi.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, no, like, I'm...
We'll talk more about it in our main
We'll
topic,
talk more about it later on. Okay. Are you excited, Bailey?
Oh, super.
No, Bailey's not excited.
Bailey's
going to be excited about our next topic, though.
Oh, what's the next
McDonald's
topic?
Is offering all-day breakfast at all McDonald's locations.
I don't think this is a big deal for our American listeners.
Well, us lowly Canadians haven't gotten our Egg McMuffins at 2 in the afternoon.
Dude,
so.
I can't fucking wait.
Drunken McGriddles and shit?
Think about this. Think about this situation. Daydrick, and then you get a McGriddle at like 6 p.m. And then you go to a bar. Think about that shit.
And you leave the bar, and you get another McGriddle.
It's like one of the only good things at McDick's. Like, I'm very excited.
Dude,
like,
I can't wait. Like, I can't wait. Like, I can't. I'm...
Hot cakes for days.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, dude. I think that's all we really need to say about that.
Yeah. Do you know that A&W is also doing it?
I've never had an A&W breakfast.
Fucking... They got a... What they call the bacon egger?
Oh, yeah. I've seen the commercial for that.
Yeah, it's fucking... It's all right.
For some reason, construction dudes always go to A&W.
It's like real... Why. It's like hearty, you know?
Yeah, just, I guess.
You eat, like... I can eat, like, 15 fucking Egg McMuffins because it's not really food. Mm-hmm. But, like, eat, like, some A&W breakfast, and, like...
You're nice and full.
It's, like, real food.
Yeah, probably is real meat, that's why.
It's, like, real fucking shit.
An A&W breakfast at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, hollering at ladies on your last break.
That's the dream, buddy.
Hey, Toots! Why don't you come over and shake that ass for me?
Why don't you lift up that skirt for me, buddy?
Hey, there you go!
Hey!
Guys, catcalling is inappropriate, okay?
Well, I'm not doing it.
Brooklyn.
I'm quoting somebody else. I didn't do it.
Hey!
Catcalling imaginary woman, anyway.
Respect bitches. I mean, what, woman...
Okay.
And then we just lost all of our viewers.
Yeah. All one of them. Sorry, Christine.
She's a scientist.
She's a scientist. Mandibles. We also have grape.
Oh yeah,
all day breakfast grape.
How can it not be grape?
How can it not? It's an extra option.
You know what I think should also be an option? All day lunch.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There's no special lunch menus at fast food places.
It's the other half of the menu.
Here's
what
my
you
question.
Can't get at breakfast.
Yeah.
I want chicken nuggets for breakfast.
I want chicken nuggets at 6 a.m.
You can't get chicken nuggets at breakfast?
No, not till after 11.
No. But is
it
that
won't serve
still
me a big
lie, though? Or has this, is this, this does all day breakfast just mean now the menu's open? It's just fucking do whatever the fuck
no.
you want.
We found
it's
the
like
loophole.
It's like a wild fucking west out there. No? People are just getting chicken nuggets at 4 a.m.
Get a fucking McFlurry. Do they make McFlurries?
That's probably a big ass deal for the employees. Just cheese now.
Oh, yeah. That sucks. Actually, maybe not. Like,
are the eggs gonna suck then? Because they're not gonna be made only in the morning.
Well, you know they already fucking suck.
They got a bag of egg just like shipped in and pour a little bit. Let's be honest. They're not cracking those eggs.
I was kind of hoping they did.
No, they get shipped their daily bag of egg.
Yeah,
fucking real egg.
Egg-like product.
Oh god.
All right, that's enough of that.
But no, okay. So all day lunch more or less important than all day breakfast.
Less important.
Less
Way
important.
Less important.
Less important.
More important. I want 3 a.m. nuggets.
You can get nuggets at 3 a.m.
Can you? When do they stop serving nuggets?
Like
is it
5,
six?
Dude.
Oh, it's like 6.
It's 5 or 6.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
You ever gotten nuggets at 3 a.m. before?
Probably. I'm usually drunk. I don't remember.
Yeah,
when have I been sober at 3 a.m.?
I don't know.
Not a once.
I was sober at 3 a.m. last night. It was lonely.
I bet it was really lonely.
Real dark, real quick. Next one. Let's go.
Okay, we're gonna get serious and not talk about all day breakfast. There was this whole, I don't know if you guys even saw this incident. This fucking the police officer, as they do, was just beating the shit out of some chick down in the States, and some guy's like filming it on his phone, and the police just like ran up, it's like, you gotta stop filming, or I'm gonna like take your phone away. And it's some shit.
I saw one, I don't know if you're talking about the same one, was it like the black family, and then there was some dude that like came up and choked her son, and then she called the cops, and the cop like arrested her?
That's some whole other shit,
though. Yeah, that was like a whole fucking different thing. That was fucked up.
I think it was like a white person, so you didn't hear about it in the news.
Yeah.
But like,
oh, jeez.
Sad reality.
I didn't see it, so I can't really.
But what do you think? Do you think you should be allowed to film the police?
Yeah, it's not should or shouldn't. You're legally allowed to do it.
But should you be legally
allowed? Yes. Why the fuck not?
But what if it instills fear?
Not servants, but you know what I mean.
I mean, I get there. What does it instill fear in the police that you can catch things at like bad angles and like some guy's resisting arrest and then the cop has to like tackle him and you start filming then and you're like, oh, that's brutality.
They're supposed to be wearing body cams anyway.
Yeah, they should probably just wear body cams.
And they just don't know.
Because they do the same shit to us, right? Like how many times have the security camera been used at a shitty angle?
Of course you should be able to fucking film police.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm not trying to be the big hippie here, but they do it to us all the goddamn time. Yeah. So fuck, let me do the same.
They shouldn't be that's so stupid. I'm like the fucking conservative douchebag of the group, and even I think it's so fucking stupid that you wouldn't be able to do that.
I'm just trying to pose a question. But alright, we'll move on to whatever the fuck you guys want to talk about, and that's fine. Bailey?
What? You're,
topics?
You're taskmaster.
Topics?
You're taskmaster.
I thought we were talking about Chinese New Year's.
We're going to talk about Chinese New Year's.
Year of the Rooster.
Year of the Rooster. Best year or worst year?
Worst year, because I'm Year of the Monkey.
Me too.
Oh, shit.
Wait.
No, you're not.
What are you?
I'm because I'm born January 4th. I'm technically
a different year.
I'm in the 92 Chinese New Year calendar.
Right, yeah. Fucking yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot that they have a fucked up year.
Yeah, me and you are only like 2 weeks apart.
Yeah. So I'm technically the same. We're monkeys. You did the lowly fucking rooster here. Yeah. How do you feel, motherfucker?
I mean, it makes me feel like sexually inadequate because it's like a big old rooster and.
I don't know if monkeys are good at fucking. Actually, monkeys are probably really good at fucking.
We spread AIDS, bro. Come on.
I think they have the smallest, like, dick-to-body ratio.
He's just saying that because he's a rooster.
Yeah, I don't even... You know what? I'm not even sure roosters have dicks.
The term cocky is literally made after him. You don't think he's bragging, making up for something that's not there?
Are you sure that's right? Is that what that comes from, the term cocky? But cocky doesn't mean anything about
dicks. It's because a cock...
I think it's a sexist thing.
The cock of the bird will
we're
act.
We're talking about penis.
But they'll act. Well, they'll act boastful when they're in heat and shit. So that's where the term comes from.
Penis. I think it is about. Yeah. I think it's a sexist thing. Like you're being cocky. Like you're being a male dude.
Because that's what the male chicken does, though.
If you say a chick's being cocky, it's like you fucking dick.
Yeah, but sometimes chicks are cocky.
So then maybe we need gender unbiased terms. So
like splee?
Yeah, well, if a girl's being annoying, you just call her vaggie. You're being vaggie. You're being overconfident.
Over feminine.
You're being over vaggie.
Oh, yeah, you vaggie son of a bitch. Stop
being so vaggie.
Why are you so vaggie about it?
All right.
Oh, what's our last news story?
Last news story.
All right, then we're going
to... Time for us to jump into...
What's our topic?
Our main topic of the day, main discussion of the day. Movies of 2017. We all like movies.
Eh.
You know, big fans of movies in here. We're going to talk about... So here's how we're going to do this. I think we discussed this before Bailey was here. So I have a list of, I think it's like 23 or 24 movies
32.
Coming out. Oh, yeah, you're right. It was like 30-something. 32, 34 movies
processing
coming out.
Processing power.
Yeah, there you go. Dual GPUs.
Good thing we installed that extra hard drive before we came in.
So I'm going. So here's what's going to happen.
85 gigabytes of RAM.
I'm going to say the name of the movie, and then we're going to go around and say, out of 10, how excited are you for it? No time to think. Just rapid fire. Shoot. And then we'll talk about it for a couple minutes, and we'll move on to the next one.
Okay, are we going clockwise or counterclockwise?
We're going to go me, Jeff, Bailey. Now,
and
I've
is 10 bad or
these.
Is 1 good?
10 is the 10 is you're so excited you can't even contain your shit.
Have you ever used a scale before?
Yeah. And 1 is bad.
Can we go backwards?
Shit,
10 is bad, 1 is good.
No,
backwards.
No.
Can we go on a scale of 1 to 347?
First episode, we can't confuse people.
Right, go 1 to 10.
Okay, go 1 to 10. Go, I'm talking to.
What parameters are we using?
Just how excited you are. Like, this is
me
personally? Personal, how excited you are for it. Not how good you think it's going to be. Now, I'm doing these in release order.
Okay, I'll allow it.
All right?
That's fine.
Ready?
No.
Resident Evil Final Chapter.
3.
3. 4. I'm going 4. I'm going 4.
3.
Why? Last one, no good.
No, we got to talk about it. We got to talk about it briefly.
Last one's no good. I feel like it's like a money thing, you know? It's like, when was the last one come out? Like fucking 8 years ago?
No, they've been making them consistently, but they just...
Oh, they've been that garbage? Yeah,
they took the same trajectory of the games, where the first two were scary as hell, and now they're just over-the-top action movies, she's running up walls, killing people with samurai swords.
Which is why it's funny, though, because I was thinking about that the other day. It's like, at first, like, they're very offline, but now, long-term, they kind of followed the same trend, but it's a money grab. I mean, the director and the main actress are fucking, like, married, so they both want money out of it.
Pretty lucrative, like, marital idea. It's like, we're both in this, we just keep fucking pumping them out.
They met on the first one. That's how they became married. Right. Yeah.
That's cute.
So, 3 is the average official Things That Are News number.
Yeah, no one cares.
Just next one, Rings.
Rings?
The next Ring movie.
Yeah, there's
plural?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm gonna say 1 because I didn't know it was coming out.
I'm gonna say 2 because it's gonna be poop.
I'm gonna say 1 because I'm a pussy. I hate scary movies.
I do too.
Did you like the first one?
It scared the shit out of me. That movie scared me so fucking bad I couldn't go home from school because nobody was home.
Mm-hmm. Why did you watch it at school?
We watched it in school in 8th fucking grade.
That's some shit.
Yeah.
What teacher? What class?
Shop class, because I think my teacher was an alcoholic. And it was the last day, and we'd already gotten our grades, and some chick we had in our class was like a big fan of scary movies. She's like, I'm going to bring this movie. She's just like, do whatever the fuck you want. So we just sat there and watched this horrifying fucking movie, 8th grade. I couldn't even go home. I was scared for fucking months. The movie fucked me up.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Did you see the backwards bridge down the stairs? Fuck that.
Is that the one where she like climbs out of the well, right?
Yeah.
Like in the movie?
No, sorry. I'm thinking of The Grudge.
You're thinking of The Grudge?
I'm thinking of The Grudge.
The backwards down the stairs is The Grudge.
Yeah, I'm thinking of The Grudge.
With that like scary Japanese kid?
Yeah, the ring I saw, I don't even know.
The ring is where she comes out of the well, and if you watch the video, then she comes back for you.
That was not that bad. Grudge is fucking scary. With like the hand like on the fucking head in the shower.
That's the one that got me.
That's gonna be tangled.
Especially with my luscious long hair. Oh, jeez.
I had long hair when that movie came out. So.
Yeah.
There you go. But anyway, Rings. Official Things That Are New score, 1. Yeah. 50 Shades Darker.
Oh, fuck. 7.
10.
Yeah, I'm like a 6 or 7.
I'm already hard.
I kind of want to see how they even...
Did you see the first thing. One?
Yeah, I did.
I watched it on a plane.
You got to go... Okay, you got to take it... It's out on Valentine's Day. You got to take a girl.
Yeah.
Because she's going to... After that, she's going to be ready to fuck.
She's going to be ready to go.
There's no way you're taking a girl to see that movie on Valentine's Day and not getting laid. No way.
Yeah, that's a good point. Really? I'm like married, so it's like irrelevant to me.
Yeah.
Because I haven't had sex in 4 years.
Yeah, it's true.
What if the girl has like sexual tension issues and you take like she just thinks you're being overly aggressive by taking her to 50 Shades?
Yeah, that's, you can't do like a first date on that. I might do a first date on that. Gotta be like at least a month deep to be like,
I'm gonna try to do a first date. A first date on that, and I'll let you guys, I'll report back.
Netflix and chill, and you just put on 50 Shades of Grey.
No, 50 Shades Darker is a sequel. We're gonna see it in the movie theater, but I'm excited as fuck.
Baby, you see it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we'll talk about it on the podcast.
Okay, we can do an episode on it. We'll live tweet while Chris live tweets his date, and we'll see.
Right. No, we'll go to the same theater, and we'll sit like 2 rows behind him.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
We actually legitimately might be able to set this up.
Oh, I'm pretty down.
I guess, but that's a little creepy for the girl you're dating.
Yeah, she won't know that I know you guys.
Yeah, we'll act like we never met.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll just wear sombreros and be very inconspicuous.
Yeah, that's the best way to be inconspicuous. You gotta see it in Tijuana, though.
Yeah. All right, next movie. So, official score was like 6 or 7.
Something like that, yeah, math.
John Wick 2.
Oh, 9.
I'm a 10.
5.5.
Have you seen John Wick 1?
No.
There you go.
Oh, it's pretty. It's like, I'm not a big Keanu Reeves fan, but like, it's like,
I am legend.
I can't
with a white
fucking
guy, right?
wait.
No.
I can't fucking wait.
It's like Toy Story 3 with a white guy, right?
Yeah. It's a lot like Toy Story 3.
That's it.
No, it's the craziest fucking action movie that maybe I've ever seen in my life.
I'm not a big fan of like just bullshit action movies.
You'll be a fan of this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll give it a go.
John Wick's fucking awesome.
It's gun-fu, bro.
Yeah, it sounds garbage.
Yeah. But it's not. It's not. Like, it's not cheesy at all, really.
I don't like any action scene that lasts more than 45 seconds.
This is a 2-hour action scene.
So I'm not down.
It fills in the story well, but yeah, it's definitely...
It seems, to be honest, like it seems like Taken to me.
No.
But with like better acting.
Dude, John Wick's fucking awesome.
The story's a lot thinner than Taken.
Yeah.
It's about the same. It's like his puppy gets killed.
And now he's going after the mob.
So it's Taken 4.
Sure.
Kinda.
It's Taken 4.
I can't fucking wait.
Taken 4.
Just watch the first one, you'll see.
Oh, well, they should have made Taken 4 just to make a pun. Why'd they never do that? Taken for a rip.
Because they're saving it for when we're older.
Taken, yeah. When Liam Neeson's like 85, just like with a walker, it's like she's exactly. Taken.
Hey, fucking.
They're going.
Han Solo came back, so.
They can... I mean, apples and oranges, I guess. Right. What's the next one?
So our official score is what, like 7,
like 8.5.
because you fucking fucked up our score.
Yeah.
I'm putting it out of 10. The official score is 10. Jeff doesn't count for this one because he's a fucking robot. Thank you.
All right.
Lego Batman.
I'm kind of like a 7.5.
I'm going to go 6.
I'm like in 3. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I want to be more excited than I probably am. Like, yeah. I like Lego. I like Batman. Yeah. I like Will Arnett. So, like...
I also never saw the Lego movie.
Is Will Arnett the Batman?
He's Batman, yeah.
I bumped mine up to, like, a 7.
Yeah, right?
He's Will Arnett
in the Lego movie. I mean, he's Batman in the Lego movie.
I didn't
see the Lego movie? You'd be more excited for Lego Batman because, like, they make Batman really funny in it.
They use Will Arnett humor. Will Arnett is in, they use his sense of humor.
There's this whole, like, extended scene where he, like, has to push a button that's far away, and he's, like, throwing batarangs, and he missed, like, 47 times, and he, like, accidentally hits one. He's like, first try, all right. It's a good bit.
Okay, I'm interested.
Yeah, no, I'm up to a 9. I convinced myself.
Official score? 3.
Next one?
My score holds way more weight than everybody else.
Yeah, apparently.
Logan.
10.
Bailey?
9. Yeah, I don't want to put it at the top.
I'm like a 7 or an 8.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm excited. I mean, 7 or 8 is a good score. But I'm not, like, through the fucking roof, like...
I exaggerate. Yeah. Probably, like, 9.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be good.
Yeah. I'm going best X-Men movie.
Oh, fuck.
Not counting Deadpool. Deadpool's...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I got you. I agree.
When was the last time there was a great X-Men movie, though?
Never.
X-Men 2, I liked a lot.
Origins Wolverine.
Oh, that's the best one.
Oh, God.
Do you see Wolverine 2? That was good.
I didn't know they did that.
I didn't even bother.
It was much better than Origins.
Origins Wolverine was the last X-Men movie I saw, because after that I was like, fuck this!
Yeah, that's fair.
It's gonna make Deadpool and not have a mouth.
Yeah.
And Gambit. Oh, I can't.
I like Gambit in it.
He was the only alright thing, but like...
Taylor Kitsch? Oh,
God.
He was in that fucking... Clear Eyes, Open Hearts, Get Loose.
Blue Eyes of a Dragon?
That's the there one. You go, Blue Eyes, White That's Dragon, the movie.
That fucking football high school show.
Friday Night Lights.
He's in Friday Night Lights.
Okay.
Ah.
He plays the fullback. It's pretty good. He's not a fullback and he's in high school. It's weird.
Okay, yeah.
All in all, though, that's the like official score is what, like an 8?
8?
There's no math going into these official scores.
I'm just shooting.
Shooting from the hip. Kong, Skull Island.
4.
6.
Is Jack Black in this one?
No. I'm like at 3. A 5. I'm at a 5.
No, Jack Black. 6. I'm staying with 6. I'm not
going. Actually, I'm going to a 6 because they played a Creedence song in the trailer.
I just want to see if it's actually good because the 2. Other one was too excessive.
Did you see the trailer, Jeff?
Yes.
I think it looks fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm not going to see it day one. I might not even see it in theaters. In fact, I probably won't.
Well, because what always bummed me out, they missed the cool part of King Kong is finding King Kong. They just kind of pass over the fact they found this giant fucking gorilla on an island every time.
They're like, oh, this is just a Tuesday.
So if they do it well, I'd be interested in seeing the first chapter of just how they found the fucking gorilla.
Like, yeah, that's a wait. That's a wait for reviews type movie.
Yeah.
So official score, 10.
All right.
Kong, it is.
Power Rangers.
10.
I'm pretty fucking stoked. 10. I'm at like an 8 or a 9. I'm legit seeing. I'm going day one.
I'm like a 7.
Bryan Cranston as Zordon. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That sentence is pretty good.
I can't wait.
I don't like that they all look like Iron Man.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I can't wait. I want to make a bet here with the three of us, and we'll come back to it one day.
What?
I don't know what the stakes will be. We'll figure that out later. How many, if at all, how many times are they going to say it's Morphin time?
Once.
I think at the end.
Yeah. They're going to build up to that.
Yeah. And will they play the theme?
They're going to play an altered version of
it. Are we going to hear it's Morphin time followed by a...
If you bet with one, I'd bet on 2.
You think so?
I'm edgy on 3. I think 3, but I don't know if I want to bet on 3.
You're thinking 3?
I think it's 0 or 1. I think you can only... In a serious like movie, you can only use that line once, and it's only going to be used as a like wink to the audience.
Yeah.
You know, you can't seriously say the line, it's Morphin time.
I feel like Zordon or the robot-ass dude will say it, and then it will take a while for these teenagers to adjust to say that.
No, that's possible.
And then by the end of it, they're going to say it confidently. So there's a variable for a third in there.
And then you think we'll get a...
At least in the ending credits, they'll play it.
No, I think they'll play it during the final fight.
I would hope so. Now, do you think I want to see what the Zord looks like, like the Megazord.
I got news for you. You can already see what the Zord looks like. Walmart fucked up and posted the toy.
Don't fucking spoil it, man. I want to see the Megazord. I've still got the OG one sitting on my work desk. The OG.
The Megazord?
Yeah, the Megazord. Sorry, second generation, because it's made of the cars and not the dinosaurs.
Transformers?
Beast Wars?
Not a bad show.
I do have Beast Wars tours.
Beasties.
Our official score is what, like an 8?
Yeah, something like that.
I'm excited. I'm legit fucking
excited as fuck.
Ghost in the Shell.
2.
I'm like a 9. I'm so stoked.
I'm gonna go 8.
Okay, I'm stoked as fuck.
I'm very stoked. I'm super paranoid as a letdown. It's so hard to translate any sort of anime into live action.
I agree, but I think this might be the one.
That's why I have confidence.
Like, they threw some money at it, it looks like. They have a director that I don't remember who's directing, but I remember, I think he's competent. And they have Scarlett Johansson, who, you know, people are upset about. Here's the thing, like,
as long as
avoiding the controversy, whatever, like, Scarlett Johansson's still a good actress, like, for an action movie, right? Like, she might be able to carry that movie. Now, people are mad that she's not Japanese, right? Because they're all a bunch of fucking babies, but,
what I would argue, though, is at the same time, it's like, animation style, they draw them as white women like that. So is it necessarily a bad thing? Like, the character isn't necessarily a traditionally Japanese person in their drawing style.
The colonel is, though. Her name's something Mitsurugi. Like, the last, she has a very Japanese name, and they didn't change it. Yeah. Which is weird. To give her, like, a Japanese name, and she's, like, this white chick with purple hair. Like, I do understand why people are, like... But at the same time, like, I would rather them get a Scarlett Johansson and maybe make this movie really great as opposed to just, we're going to get some Japanese actress just so people won't get fucking mad.
What about Lucy Liu?
I don't know if Lucy Liu's Japanese. That might have been really fucking racist.
She's Chinese, but she looks...
That's super different.
How old is Lucy Liu now?
Yeah, she's also old.
She's also old as fuck.
Gotta be older.
I don't know.
83.
I don't know.
Okay, Lucy Liu's 83.
My point is this. I just want... Like, let Ghost in the Shell be the movie that breaks, like, anime into the mainstream, and then let's get some Japanese people some roles. But just make this movie fucking good, and if that means you gotta get Scarlett Johansson, and then do what you gotta do. Official score... 10.
So anything Chris likes
gets
a 10.
Whatever Chris likes gets a 10.
That's how this works.
All right.
Fate of the Furious.
Oh,
I don't give a fuck.
-4.
Yeah, 0.
No.
I didn't even watch the last one.
I have never watched a Fast and Furious movie.
Glad Paul Walker's dead.
Oh, whoa! Jeez, bro. Come on. Boo.
You make garbage movies.
Boo this man. He didn't make the movie.
You can't hate. Yeah. Did you see the movie made with the RZA?
Produced and directed it.
Say the movie made with the RZA?
Glad Paul Walker's dead.
Yeah, because maybe they'll eventually stop making these fucking movies.
That's so mean.
That's really mean. I'm really not happy with you.
You know what?
Jeffrey the Robot does not reflect the views of things that are new as a whole. Yeah.
I have no human emotion. Yeah. Bad movie, kill him.
The thing is with Fast and the Furious, I like saw this whole thing, and it's like, they got less fast and more furious.
Did you ever see that picture where it's a graph? I think I told you about that.
Yeah.
There's a picture where it's a graph where it shows each one how fast compared to how furious
fast
it is.
Versus furious. And they're not fast at all. They're just furious.
So
they have a tank and like... Yeah. Didn't they like have a submarine in the trailer for this one? Like,
so if you flip the titles, would you be happy with it? The Furious and the Fast?
No, because they're not fast. They're just furious.
The Fate of the Fast instead of the Fate of the Furious.
Let's just leave this because Jeff said some words that made me sad.
Yeah, 0. I don't think anybody here gives
a fuck. Was that like romantic comedy he was in? I like that. Okay, I'm sad he's dead, okay?
There, thank you.
Human life is a fragile thing and we should cherish every moment we have together.
What was the...
Especially if it's with Paul Walker.
Yeah, whatever. Can't. 0 out of 10. Nobody gives a fuck. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
10.
I only ever saw half of the first one, but I'm still pretty excited because I like Chris 10. Pratt. 7. I don't know.
Star Wars gets the only 10, so I'm going with 8.
10.
Eagle the Living Planet. Thanks for spoiling it, people. Thanks for spoiling it, baby.
Everyone knows Star Wars is coming.
I thought that was
Star Wars this year, yeah. Well, everyone knows Star Wars is this year, sorry.
Why are you excited, Jeff?
Eagle the Living Planet. You know what Ego the Living Planet is? It's exactly what it sounds like. It's a dude who's a living planet.
Okay.
I really want to see how...
And the theory is that's going to be Chris Pratt's dad.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fucking planet.
So how did Chris Pratt's dad bang his mom?
He's got a dick.
Jesus Christ. He banged
the
planet.
That's why I want to see how they pull it off.
I think it might be like some Anakin Skywalker bullshit. Like he's just born of the essence of the planet.
Of the midichlorians.
The midichlorians.
Yeah, no, I'm super cool. I'm excited to see if they do that.
Yeah, be good. Now, so, I don't know. Official score. I'll give you a 10.
Yeah.
Because ultimately I make the calls.
Yeah.
Now here's one that I'm a legitimate 10 for, and I don't give a fuck if it looks bad. Alien Covenant. 10. I can't fucking wait.
Six.
Dude. I can't wait.
I can.
I know Prometheus let people down, whatever. But we're back. Like, this is an Alien movie now. They're calling it Alien. They're not calling it some other shit and then tricking everybody into, oh, is it a sequel? Is it a prequel? Who knows? This is an Alien movie with a xenomorph and a fucking new planet and a cast of people and a shower sex scene. Like, this is a fucking Alien movie.
It's just...
Oh, there is a shower sex scene, isn't there?
Oh.
10.
Yes. There you go. Yes.
It's a suspense thriller franchise. How many fucking sequels can they make? And I'm supposed to be excited
There's
to be scared of a woman crawling in an air vent. Go.
Next one.
One more, and then we'll go for a little break.
I have this all planned out.
All right, if Chris has it all planned out.
Don't worry.
All right, folks, I think we're going to take a little break.
No, we're not.
We're going to have a little
We're not poop. Taking a fucking break yet.
Oh, slave master Chris.
I have an amount here, and I have them divided in half.
Well, our taskmaster says it's time.
We're gonna keep going.
I will power through. All right, just fucking what's the next one?
We have five more. Pirates of the Caribbean.
One.
Like eight for me.
One. I don't
You're just saying this because you want to take a break now.
Well, I don't know the title. I don't give a fuck. Is Johnny Depp even in it?
Yeah.
Do they have Orlando Bloom?
I don't know. But Johnny Depp's in it.
I only want to go for Orlando Bloom.
So Johnny Depp's
is Keira Knightley going to be wearing a tight
I don't know who's back, but I know Jack Sparrow's back.
I just want to touch myself to Orlando Bloom. Right
now. Yeah.
Baywatch.
Oh, is it the Rock? Efron? The Rock?
The Rock. Ooh,
yeah, it's like
I'll see Baywatch. Yeah,
I'm down.
I want to see The Rock.
I was like 8 or 9. I'll go see Baywatch.
Is it weird that we only know the dudes who are going to be in Baywatch?
Yeah, I can tell you.
Either you tell me a single woman who's in that movie.
Oh, fuck. No.
Yeah. I'll tell you. Zac Efron looks sexy as fuck, though.
Oh, we're straight as hell, my friend.
Fuck that dude.
Captain Underpants.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna give that a 7.
Yeah, I was gonna say 7.
Interested.
That's like I'll watch it on Netflix.
Yeah, I was just gonna say I'll watch it on Netflix. I can't go to the theaters and watch Captain Underpants.
We could.
We could, yeah.
We can make a YouTube video where we all go in our underwear.
Yeah. That'll be humorous. What's the next movie, Chris?
I just wanna see you guys in your underwear.
You've seen them many a time.
It's true. Wonder Woman.
8.
I'm an 8.
I'll give her a 7 because it should be above Captain Underpants.
I think it's going to be horrible.
Yeah.
I just
want
to go on record
and say it.
You
want it to be horrible.
No, I don't.
You really do.
I don't.
Because you hate women and you hate DC.
I don't mind the idea of a period piece with her, but not World War I. If it was World War II even, I would be stoked.
Why?
It's Wonder Woman coming out of a trench like she has no combatants. She walks out into a field of people standing still shooting at
her. She's an Amazon.
Like,
or is Amazonian. Not like the place where you order stuff.
I think they're just trying to not copy Captain America where it's set in World War II.
I think it's going to be horrible simply because it's a DC movie.
I knew that was your reason.
Yep, that's it. I have no other reason to believe it.
What's the next one?
The last one, until before our break, The Mummy.
Ooh.
I'm
7.
No, I'm going to say 4 because I'm just really confused by the trailer and everything.
I'm going to go 7 as well. Did you guys see they took the trailer and there was a website that posted it without the background music and it was just the sound effects and it was the most awkward thing ever.
I bet you do that with any trailer.
Yeah, it was so weird. They forgot to put the background music in, so it was just like the scene where they're in the airplane. They're all just like, there's no music. It's so fucking awkward to watch.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah. Official score. Oh, what was the official score for Wonder Woman?
It was like
11.
And
official score for The Mummy is going to be...
How is that one 11?
Well, because...
Moving on. It is.
Official score for The Mummy... Who gives a fuck?
I need a little drinky poo.
Yeah.
2.
Okay, we're going to have some drinks and then come back. Bye, children.
See you.
And we're back, everybody. Now, we've had some drinks.
Some drinky poos.
Just a couple.
Drinky poos. And can't before we get into the rest of our movies... There's something we need to bring up on air.
Okay, yeah.
What?
As soon as the last segment was done, everybody jumped on my fucking dick, and they were like, oh, you can't cut Jeff off when he says it's time to fucking take a break.
If you designate a taskmaster who's designated...
Stop saying fucking taskmaster.
A task robot. He's a task robot.
I like the term taskmaster.
He's designed by Stark Industries to do tasks like keep time on podcasts.
Master tasks.
That's true. Okay, now, but the problem...
What's the problem?
You fucking told me to split the list up into two sections, and then I did it, and then you cut me off anyway.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to feel?
Just do what I tell you, and we'll be fine.
You're supposed to feel neglected, because no one in this room cares about you, Chris. You're just here to read fucking lists.
Unbutton your shirt.
Well, then that's what I'm going to fuck... No, I'm going to leave it buttoned now. I was going to do it, but now I'm leaving it buttoned for the rest of the night.
What's the next one on the list?
So now back to the movies. I think we count 1, 2, 3, and then I was going to go.
No, I'm just saying I'd rate this next movie a 1.
Cars 3.
One.
Really? Fucking Cars 3.
You're surprised? See,
Lightning McQueen? The end of Lightning McQueen story?
Is Larry the Cable
Guy
still
in it? Is it
really
going to be the end?
I don't know.
He played the tow truck, right?
He will be. Yeah, Mater.
I'm legit like a 7 or an 8.
Yeah, you're fucked.
I like Disney
movies. This is why we yell at you.
I like Disney movies. Might be good.
You mean Pixar movies?
That's the same thing. We all know it.
This next.
Official score, or we're not doing a... We're just going to keep doing official score. It's a 4, I guess.
It's a 4.
Transformers: The Last Knight.
1.
Is Mark Wahlberg in it again?
I don't know.
If they change the actors again, that will lower.
What if they get Shia back?
Oh, if they get Shia back.
If they get Shia back, they got better, more of my attention, but right now you got a 3.
Here's what you do. You leave Transformers alone for 5 years. I'm at like a 1, by the way. I don't give a fuck. You leave Transformers alone for like 5 years. You have another one where another robot comes. So Shia comes back, and then another bad robot comes back. And then at one point you make Shia say the line, "He will not divide us." And everybody goes crazy.
You know what makes me like this movie?
What?
To have Mark Wahlberg's character stay the same, but he's played by Shia LaBeouf.
Yes.
All right. And he has like act like Mark Wahlberg playing that role. Then I'll fucking watch it 7 times.
That movie be
so
all right.
You just want to see a movie of Shia LaBeouf acting as Mark Wahlberg.
Acting as a character. I don't want him being Mark Wahlberg. I want him to be Mark Wahlberg acting.
All
the bodies.
Next.
Official score. 1. Nobody gives a fuck. Spider-Man Homecoming.
9.
Yeah, I'm like an 8.
I'm like a 9.
9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nine, yeah, I can't wait. Yeah.
Solid 9. Wait. Solid 9.
Yeah.
I can't fucking wait. I haven't seen Civil War yet.
You should see it.
What? No. I haven't seen a Marvel movie since... I haven't seen Guardians 1.
Watch Civil War, you'll make your... That's a 10, then.
It was well done, and they exploited.
They exploited that child.
They displayed Spider-Man.
Yeah, I know he's in it.
Very well, though. Yeah. Like, they did a great job.
Yeah, like, Spider-Man in that is, like, if that's the movie... Yeah.
Better than Andrew Garfield?
Oh, yeah. Mm.
I liked Andrew Garfield, though.
I also liked Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, Andrew Garfield was okay. He was good, but this new kid is, like...
They nailed the humor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it's like exactly as I saw Spider-Man as when I was reading the comics as a kid. It was like, this is the character I pictured.
Okay. I'll see this one. This one I'll see.
Yeah.
For sure. Official score, 8.5. War for Planet of the Apes.
Ooh, I'm like an 8.
Is it the actual finishing of the trilogy? Of the new trilogy?
Yes. I think so.
Then I'll do a 7. Because I like the last one. I really like the last one.
I really like the last
one.
Yeah, I'm like
I really
like
the last one.
Is Gary Oldman coming back?
I don't know.
I like Gary Oldman in anything. So.
He did do a good job in that movie, though.
I apologize.
Gary Oldman is the dude who runs the colony?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I like
He's him. Like the main dude.
He's a good actor. Good actor.
I hope they have more pictures of James Franco in houses.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we'll see it.
Yeah, I'm down.
I guess the official score is like 8.
How do they... Because like last one was like, okay, they got apes riding horses. Are apes going to be like... driving helicopters and shit.
I'm pretty sure they have like infrastructure and like factories.
I'm really interested to see their like PR and marketing campaign because last time that viral video of the monkeys with the AK went so ham. Yeah. I'm so interested to see
because it's gonna be like one step basically before the Planet of the Apes, right?
Yeah,
that's gonna be fucking sick.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure now they have like at this point they have infrastructure and helicopters and cars
and they can all like probably fully talk.
I think so. I think the leaders can.
They're all going to speak fluently.
And not to get nerdy, I think they'll play up the hype of, especially now, because monkeys are entering the Stone Age.
I think we'll get a Harambe joke.
You didn't see that? There's like...
What the fuck was that?
NASA has like officially decreed that like primates, like apes, have entered the Stone Age of like...
Intelligence.
Like that.
Really?
Like,
oh, they're coming.
Of understanding.
They're coming in hot.
Yeah.
Start riding horses with AKs.
Yeah. They start clubbing woolly mammoths. Do you think they're making a Harambe joke?
No.
No?
There's no way.
I feel like they'll reference it, but not say Harambe.
I don't think they will, but I just think it would be awesome if they did.
It would be great if they did. If, like...
That was how it all
started. They, like, named, like, a gorilla Harambe. Yeah.
What if they just straight up dicks out for Harambe? That's the gorilla's cheer.
dicks
out.
Official score. Sorry, now I'm cutting you guys off. You did it to me. We gotta be on time. Or Jeff the robot's gonna pretend to cry.
Second day.
Official score 8.5. Dunkirk. 10. 10.
1.
For real? Actually? I can't fucking wait.
I can.
I'm really on the fence, to be honest. Dude, I'm like, so I'm going to say 6, because I'm like, I do want to see it. I really do want to see it, but...
You guys haven't seen enough to get me excited.
You guys are crazy. Nolan doing a war movie. That's it. You had me. You're crazy people. Crazy people. It's a 10.
All right.
That official score is a 10.
The official score is a 10.
The official score is a 10.
Next.
The Dark Tower.
1. Don't know what it is.
I know Stephen King. I know the whole alliteration, but I never read the book, so I'm going to say 2 or 3.
I know what it's about. I know what it's about as well, but I've never read it. I'm like a 4 or 5 just because I've heard it's going to be good. Like, I've heard people are really excited. Official score, 3. The Emoji Movie.
10.
1.
1. I just think it's hilarious they're doing that.
I'm a 10 to, like... I'm going to watch it just because, like, that's a thing, you know?
Now, do you think they're doing iPhone emojis or Android emojis?
They're doing iPhone because they got the poop. What's his name is the poop? The Star Trek The Next Generation, Jean-Luc Picard.
Chris Pine?
No. Whatever.
Oh, Patrick Stewart?
Patrick Stewart.
I don't know why I went, like,
Patrick Stewart is the poop emoji.
Is he?
In the
that's
emoji
pretty
movie.
Good. All right, 10.
That's the only thing 10. That makes
do you think they do a sequel where it's iPhone emojis versus Android emojis?
No.
If
that might be
if
genius.
There's a sequel.
Let's be
if
honest. This movie makes $12, and it's just from me.
Yeah, I know. But that could actually be a genius idea. Because then you would have like hardcore.
Yeah,
Apple
but what do you call that movie?
And rights then. Too much money. Too many companies.
Next,
Blade Runner 2049.
4.
Really?
I'm gonna go with 6.
I'm like an 8.
I don't think it'll be good.
But just the fact that they're doing it.
I'm not excited. I feel like it's going to be Live Free or Die Hard.
I'm concerned it's going to be that.
I think it's going to be, I love Ryan Gosling.
Did you see Live Free or Die Hard?
It's pretty shit. Yes. I saw it. I wanted to cry.
It's pretty bad.
It did the new Die Hards defeat the whole idea of...
Yeah. He didn't die hard at all.
No. Neither did he live free.
Yeah.
next.
I'm excited, actually. I can't believe there's nothing more to say about that one, really. Nobody else has anything to say about that?
Nothing. Harrison
Ford,
back?
Ryan Gosling.
He'll be dead by the time the movie comes out.
I really do like
say that.
Not Harrison Ford.
Oh, Ryan.
Yeah, we're fucking. I'm coming for him. The goose.
I like Ryan Gosling a lot. He's actually a good actor.
Would you fuck him?
Would I fuck him or fight him?
Did you see that movie with like him and fucking what's his face? That's pretty good.
Him and the girl.
The nice guys. What's that guy fighting around the world? Russell Crowe. Him and Russell Crowe. The nice guys.
Never did see
it. Good flick.
Did you ever see The Gladiator?
No.
With Russell Crowe?
No.
It's a good movie.
Fighting around the world. Next.
Maximus. Friday the 13th.
Next.
Is it a complete remake?
I'm pretty sure it's a remake. But it's a reboot.
It's a hard reboot.
Yeah, it's a
hard reboot.
But I think it's also like a pseudo remake of the original. Like they're going back to like whatever the fuck.
3. Because I'll probably watch it, but it will be one of those nights where I'm stoned and it's midnight already.
Sure, fair. I'm like a 5. Like,
we in no way condone drug use on this podcast.
It's something that we don't. Don't smoke marijuana.
Oh, neither do I. I meant
alcohol's not a drug, so it's fine.
Yeah, stoned on snacks. Scooby snacks.
Shut the fuck up,
Bill. Fighting around the world. Next.
Official score, I don't know, 10. God particle.
Is it about, like, making the God particle?
No, it's just, you guys don't know about this?
No, I have no idea.
It's the next movie in the Cloverfield franchise.
I want to see it.
It's J.J. Abrams' like mysterious movie. We don't know anything about it yet. Bunch of astronauts go into outer space and the Earth disappears.
Yes, I want to see it.
But are they fighting around the world? Next.
Yeah, you can 6. Say, okay, here's how this is going to go. You can say that one more time.
So
you better make
it
count.
I got to bank it. Okay.
Nothing else to say? I'm really excited. I'm like an 8 or a 9 for God Particle.
I'll give a 7. Yeah. I'm interested. I really like the original Cloverfield.
And it's J.J.
I get hated on for it a lot.
I love that movie, too. Did you see Cloverfield Lane?
Yes, but I was on an airplane, so I need to rewatch
it. Awesome.
Airplane movie,
awesome.
Sir.
I was going to Split. I want to talk about Split so bad.
I'm making a rule right now. If we get a soundboard, he's not allowed to touch it.
Yeah. Somebody here sees
Farts
Split.
For days.
I'm just going to record
myself. No, I didn't see Split.
Someone see Split. I got to talk about that movie. God, someone
yeah, you'll
see
be
it.
Fine. Next.
Saw Legacy.
Is it the last one though?
This is the I mean the last one was the last one, but this is like the
this is the next.
They're doing the prequel.
It's a prequel.
This is how like Jigsaw became Jigsaw.
Then one.
I mean, I kind of want
to. I think that's what it is.
Then one.
If that's what it is, seven. If not, one.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I'm a.
If it's seven. How Jigsaw became Jigsaw, I'm a seven.
Yeah, I'm a six.
If it's like a sequel, I'm a one.
He died in like Saw 4, and I stopped watching.
Official score 4.
That's when they like find out it's that old guy, and it's
they
like,
find out the old guy, and he's dying, and he's dead, and then the actual villain's dead, and I give the fuck up on your series.
Yeah.
Thor Ragnarok.
Ooh. I'm like a fucking nine.
Yeah,
nine. Excited, I'll take it. I'll give her a nine. That's I really want to see the planet call. Like they haven't shown any of that shit. I really want to see how that turns out.
I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, I really want to see.
I feel like they're gonna turn Hulk more into being like a cognitive being.
Yeah, like the strong character he is in the books. Like
not just like fucking smashing woman. Shit. Yeah.
That's what
like
I want to see.
The Hulk like taking over and he can like actually like, hold a conversation as the Hulk. That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
And play with his different, the split personality aspect. You rant about split. This whole time they haven't shown that the Hulk is his own person. That's the biggest thing, is that they're two separate people.
He's not just like living anger, like he's an entity.
Like Bruce Banner.
Nine.
Official score 8.5, because I'm an 8. You guys are nines. Okay. So it's an 8.7. I don't know.
8.66.
Yeah.
Gives 10 to all this other shit.
Jumanji.
Zero.
Really?
Is Robin Williams in it? No?
He's dead, you fucking.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with zero.
Really?
But who is the main actor?
The Rock.
Oh yeah, The Rock's in it. Fuck.
I'll give you a two.
I think it's The Rock, and I think I want to say Kevin Hart.
I'll give you a two because that means I'll see it. Oh, no,
yeah, that was like subjecture. I don't know if that's confirmed.
There's a trailer for it now, but I don't remember who's in it.
If The Rock's in, I'm a four. If Kevin Hart's also in it, I'm a two.
The Rock's in it.
If Kevin Hart's also winning,
I'm still going with two.
I'm like a 7 or 8. I just want to see how they do it. Like, it's going to crash and burn and probably stuff, but I just want to see how they do a Jumanji sequel.
Yeah, I'm curious, but I'm not excited.
No.
I'm talking about how excited I am. I'm not excited.
Okay, now the last two are fucking obvious what they are.
And I'm going to pose you a question gently. Should we save them for after the break? Or do you want to get into them now?
Well, I think after the break, weren't we going to try to whittle it down to our top three?
Okay, then talk about your last two.
Let's get them out.
Get him out there. Let's get him out. Let's get him on the boat.
Justice League.
Ted.
Bailey.
I want to see it, so 8.
I'm an 8 in terms of how much I'm looking forward to it. Now, we blew through the last ones a little fast, so we can actually like talk about these.
Jeff's the DC guy. What did go off? Justice League. Why?
I've been waiting for a fucking live-action Justice League movie since before I was born. Like a real good one. Even if it's bad, even if you told me it's like, it's a bad movie.
It's gonna be bad.
I'm still fucking excited. Just like the joining of the Justice League, that's pretty fucking exciting. Like Batman going around and fucking recruiting the Justice League, that's fucking dope.
I'm concerned it's not centric on that. I'm concerned it will try to hop into shit too quick. Cause I wanna see that too. It will be a good movie if it's all about Batman trying to find everyone, but then they have to intro fucking Aquaman. Yeah. They have to intro modern Wonder Woman because they've only showed you her in the past.
She's the same person.
Wait, she was in Batman vs Superman.
She's going to appear for the third time in this movie. They don't have to intro her at all.
You still don't know anything about why she's where she's at modern
what
context.
Wonder Woman is going to explain.
Yeah,
that's the whole point of the movie.
No, because the whole trilogy is supposed to lead up to her in modern times. Yeah, all three of her trilogy is all supposed to be period pieces.
It's all rumor.
Okay, touche, then I'll shut up.
Wonder Woman 2 is not even confirmed at all.
Yeah, we don't even know if Wonder Woman 2 is happening.
Because what I read is that all three of them are supposed to be period pieces.
Yes.
Okay.
I think the final battle of Wonder Woman 1 is going to be in modern times. Like, before Batman v Superman, but I think it's going to be modern. Like, I think the time skip is going to happen in the middle of that movie.
Yeah.
Or then I would be much more interested. I just don't see how they can introduce all the people, set the story up, and have Batman recruit them all entertainingly in one movie.
Act 1, recruit everybody. Act 2, a look at Steppenwolf. Act 3, Henry Cavill in a black suit with long hair comes back, saves the day.
That sounds phenomenal.
Yeah. Darkseid's coming. Everybody get ready. End credits.
All right, what's your next movie, Chris?
I wonder. Star
Justice
Wars Last
League
Jedi.
2?
Star Wars The Last
10.
Jedi.
10.
10.
10. 10.
7.
You're such a fucking asshole.
Go to
hell. No, it's higher than a 7. I'm
going to
give you one chance to adjust that.
8.5.
Is it? Do we need to say anything?
No, no, we don't.
No, it's going to be fucking great.
Who is Snoke? What's going to happen with? We already did talk about it.
I think he's Mace Windu.
Oh, it's got to be Mace Windu.
Jar Jar.
Jar Jar. It's Jabba the Hutt.
I want to see them introduce another evil Force user.
It will be a new person, but it would be cool if it was Mace Windu, but it's not.
Snoke will be probably someone new. Or Plagueis. Might
or
be
Plagueis. It's either Plagueis or someone new.
I 100% agree.
Or Palpatine survives somehow, but nah, it's stupid.
Nah, no, no.
It's going to be like a descendant of someone, probably.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan's child.
Yeah. Mace Windu's love child.
Anakin's dad.
The living midichlorian?
Well, they're supposed to introduce that in the new movie, though. Anakin's dad was is supposed
really?
To come out.
Oh my god, that would fucking upset me so much.
They're alluding to Star Wars Rebels. I watched the cartoon series. They're starting to allude to finding out who's actually.
What does that have anything to do with the movie?
Because it's all leading up to how they got to the point of the Emperor and his fall. But
they can't. The whole point of Anakin is he doesn't have a dad. He's supposed to be a Jesus-like figure.
Yeah.
Virgin birth, born of
but
the Force.
But they've never answered that, though. They never answered, was it a virgin birth?
Nothing even applied to it.
Yeah.
I think they've answered it in the comics, too.
What? Well, because the comics that it was answered in were Extended Universe, and
no,
that got canceled?
No, the comics are canon.
Not all the comics.
Not the comic you're referring to. Do you know what comic I'm fucking referring
None
to?
None of them are.
That one was
None
released
of them are since Disney bought it.
Since everything that came out after Disney bought it is now canon.
Yeah. But that comic didn't. That guy, no, that one didn't come.
The comics you're talking about came after Disney? Bought
Potentially.
It? Okay, then
this one didn't. This
I
comic,
couldn't tell you, to be honest.
That comic didn't. That comic didn't. I'm adamant.
That's a hard bluff. But, is that all of them?
Yeah, that's all of them.
So what are we going to talk about after the break?
So after the break, we're going to go through the list one more time, but very quickly, and we're going to try to narrow it down to our top three.
Top three, and I think we should come up with our best movie of the year and our worst movie of the year.
Of 2016 or of what we, of what
we
think
we
is going to be the best and what we think is going to be the worst.
Think it's be the worst.
Maybe we should have planned this out.
Time will tell.
We'll figure something out. We'll see you guys in about 15 minutes. We're all going to be really drunk.
Oh, fuck.
See you later, kids. And we're back, everybody.
We're back.
We've had some more drinks.
Hey.
Now, we realized something. We didn't talk nearly enough about Chinese New Year.
It's great.
Is there anything else anybody wants to say about Chinese New Year?
I think it's an underrated New Year's.
Yeah.
If you look at all the New Year's, like, it doesn't get enough credit. Like, they have that dragon parade.
I know.
There's just, like, a whole... Like, there's, like, That's 18 so cool. dudes in a dragon costume. That's pretty great.
That is really cool.
Can we make our own?
Yes. Or New Year's?
Or should we just make a giant cock costume and say it's for Chinese New Year's?
No, when you say cock.
I'm obviously rooster guys.
We should make a things that are news New Year's and do
That's
it in the middle
I'm
of
saying.
June.
Yeah. Happy things that are news years.
And we should wear like Happy New Year's 2017 glasses and go to a bar.
Yeah. Oh, I'm down.
Let's do it.
That'd okay. be good.
Anyway, so now we got to narrow down our worst three and our best three movies of 2017.
So what's the plan here?
So we're going to go through each movie. If you think, if it's one of your bottom three or your top three, say something. If it doesn't.
Can we do the opposite?
What do you mean?
If it doesn't make your bottom three or top three, say something.
No, you just say nothing then. So if it's one of your top three worst or
All
one
right.
of your top
let's
three
just,
best.
Let's just give her.
Okay. It's very simple. I'm going to go through each movie.
Go.
If it's one of your top three best or one of your top three worst, you say something. Otherwise, I delete it.
Okay.
Simple.
Okay.
Resident Evil Final Chapter. Anybody's top three worst?
Delete it.
Okay, done. Rings.
Delete it.
50 Shades Darker.
Keep it.
Keep
what,
it.
Best or worst?
Worst.
Who's to say?
Keep it for worst.
Keep it. Okay. John Wick 2. Keeping it.
Delete it.
Best.
No, keeping it.
Best.
Bailey, we're keeping it, right?
Yeah.
Lego Batman.
Keep it.
Nah.
Okay. Logan, keeping it.
Yes.
Kong Skull Island.
Delete it.
Power Rangers.
Delete it.
Keep it. Suck my dick.
Keep it. Go
Suck my
shelf.
Dick.
I mean, you picked like four keeps for good ones.
Yeah, man. You already
like
narrowed down
movies.
These categories.
No, guys.
Keep her going.
Keep her going. Everything's so complicated.
Keep the train moving,
Fate
my friend.
Fate of Furious to stand because I think that could easily be the worst.
What?
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Keep it? Come on. Then we got five.
Alien Covenant. I want to keep it.
No.
Delete it.
Fuck.
I'm outvoted. God damn it. I'm so excited for that movie. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Delete it.
I have no problem.
Put in worst.
For worst. Okay, keeping it. Baywatch.
Delete it.
Delete it.
That's fair. Captain Underpants.
Delete it.
Delete it.
Wonder Woman.
Delete it.
Yeah? Anybody have anything else to say about that?
No.
Okay. The Mummy.
Delete it.
Put in worst. No.
Worst?
No.
Really?
No, no. Just, yeah, no. Move on.
Cars 3.
Delete it.
I agree. Transformers Last Night.
keep it.
That should go to worst.
Jeez. Spider-Man Homecoming.
Keep it.
Okay. War for Planet of the Apes.
No.
Keep it.
Yeah?
No.
Dunkirk.
Deleted.
I will fight you guys to death on this one. I'll fight you to death on this.
Keep it.
This movie's going to be the best movie.
Okay.
Keep it.
We'll keep it then for Chrissy Pooh.
Thank you. Dark Tower.
Delete it.
Emoji Movie. I would say keep it for worst.
Keep it
for worst.
Blade Runner 2049.
Delete it.
I would love to keep it, but I've already kept so many. Bailey, anything to say?
No.
Friday the 13th.
Delete it.
No.
God Particle.
Delete it.
No.
Guys, you're hurting me. Saw Legacy.
Delete it.
No.
Thor Ragnarok.
Delete it.
Okay.
Delete it, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's right. Good, but it's not like my top three.
Jumanji?
Delete it.
Delete it.
And then the last two, Justice League and Star Wars, we gotta keep.
Delete them.
Shut the fuck up.
Delete them both.
I say keep them both.
Worst two movies of the year, Justice League.
So then you would keep them.
But wouldn't it shorten our list because we both think they're awesome?
Yeah. All right. So what we're left with now: 50 Shades Darker, John Wick 2, Lego Batman, Logan, Power Rangers, Ghost in the Shell, Fate of the Furious, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Pirates of the Caribbean, Transformers, Spider-Man, War of the Planet of the Apes, Dunkirk, Emoji Movie, Justice League, and Star Wars.
All right. What's your list, Chris?
Best three and worst three.
Best three, worst three.
Best three, Star Wars.
In order, or just throw your top three.
Okay, in order.
Not in
from,
order.
Going from, like.
Not in order.
Okay. John Wick 2, for best, John Wick 2, Star Wars, and Dunkirk. For worst, I'm going Transformers, I'm going Emoji Movie, and I'm going Fate of the Furious.
Bailey, do you have something ready?
You want the list?
Yes, please. For worst though, I'm putting Emoji Movie first.
Okay.
And then I'm putting Transformers second. And then for third worst, I'll put Pirates of the Caribbean. For first best, I'm putting Star Wars.
Oh boy.
Second best, I put Spider-Man. And then third, let's do Guardians of the Galaxy just because I'm winging it.
Going worst, Fate of the Furious.
Okay.
Second worst, Transformers.
Okay.
Third worst, Emoji Movie.
Sure.
Third best, Spider-Man Homecoming. Second best, Star Wars. First best.
Don't say it.
Justice
League. Ah, you went and did it. Now, are we going to try and narrow this down even more and come to a consensus?
We got to come to a consensus.
All right.
Because Justice League is going to be the best movie of the year.
We got to come to the official things that are news.
About what will be the best and the worst.
Okay, so the movies that were pretty much on nobody's list, 50 Shades Darker can go.
Out.
Yeah.
Lego Batman can go.
Out. Yeah.
Logan can go.
Out.
Yeah.
Power Rangers, unfortunately, can go.
Yeah, it should be my worst.
Ghost in the Shell can go.
Put it in the middle.
Everything else, War for Planet of the Apes can go.
So what we got left? What are our best options? So I picked Star Wars. What'd you pick, Jeffrey?
Best Blue. Movie, Justice League.
Yeah.
Okay, I picked Star Wars.
But Star Wars wins. Star Wars is the most.
Star Wars is our official.
Most anticipated movie of the year.
So then, what's the worst hated movie?
Well, we're supposed to pick a top three for each, right?
Top three.
So I feel like we gotta give Justice League second.
What was your second pick?
For
Spider-Man?
For best, Spider-Man.
What was your second pick?
I think I did Star Wars and then Dunkirk.
Yeah, no one gives a fuck about Dunkirk.
I'm telling you guys you're wrong.
You know what else to see second pick? Spider-Man.
Hey!
Spider-Man.
Hey. I would have been willing to give Justice League second.
I'll give it because I'm actually pretty fucking stoked about Spider-Man.
I'm excited about Spider-Man.
That looks pretty fucking awesome.
We're doing Spy Wars, Star Wars, Spider-Man,
and then Justice League
is our official top three. Now, what are our John Wick 2
and take John Kirk?
Yeah, no one cares about your picks, Chris. It's all about me and Bailey. We know what's good.
Yeah.
We know what's good.
Chris pretends he does, but...
You guys are all so wrong.
Anything J.J. Abrams does, all done.
You know, I'm in charge of the iPhone.
None of those movies I named were J.J. movies. I let God Particle go. That was the only J.J. movie.
If they have a good IMDb rating, that means it must be very quality.
Dunkirk's gonna be
Godfather 3 wasn't as bad as you guys think.
I didn't see it. Actually, I never saw it. Shut the fuck up.
I actually really like La La Land.
What are our official? So our official top three best: Star Wars, Spider-Man, and Justice League. Right?
Yeah, we've been through this.
Okay. What are our top three worst?
It's fucking whatever you like. The worst movie, No, it's got to be fucking
Fate of the Furious.
Fate of the Furious,
Fate
right?
Of the Furious.
It's gonna be so bad.
Like the movie is called the movie. Fate
the
of the Furious.
The second the submarine popped out in that trailer, I'm like, no, this is like if James Bond director was high on meth. Like this is fucked.
And then we're putting Emoji Movie.
I think
in
I
there.
Watched that with you, right?
Oh yeah,
I watched that with you. And we're like, oh, yeah. This is
not okay.
This is not okay. This is not good storytelling.
I think the trailer came on as we were watching Star Wars, the latest one.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Like, yeah. It was atrocious.
That was a bad time.
And then,
is Emoji Movie second?
Emoji Movie will have to be our second. And what's our third? Really, our options are...
I'm going Transformers.
Transformers or Pirates?
I'm going with Pirates. I think Pirates will be the third worst.
I gotta give it to Transformers.
I'm going Transformers.
At least I enjoy the action scenes in Transformers.
I don't even anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't.
And Johnny Depp's a good actor.
If Johnny Depp's in it, he's...
Jack Sparrow's in the movie.
Yeah, but Mark Wahlberg's a good action movie actor.
We don't know if Mark Wahlberg's in it.
We don't know.
We have no fucking idea.
We did not do our research.
We didn't do any research on this.
I'm pretty sure he is. He was in the commercials.
Oh,
he was with
even
Bumblebee
if
again.
Mark Wahlberg's in it, I'm saying Transformers is still worse.
What if we fuck up and Shia's in it? And it's
what
the
if
best
Mark
movie
Wahlberg's
of the year?
In Pirates of the Caribbean?
Oh, dude. What if Shia's in Star Wars?
Oh, what if he's Snoke?
Dude! Holy shit. Okay,
it's so like, show me, like, takes off a mask and it's just Shia LaBeouf.
So, Things That Are News, best movie, Star Wars. Things That Are News, worst movie, Fate of the Furious.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
We have to go see Fate of the Furious.
We have to see both of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we have to see all six, let's be honest.
Hope we're not seeing Emoji Movie. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I can't watch it. I can't sit through that.
I'm not.
But we will.
I'll sit through Fate of the Furious. Fate of the Furious?
I'd go see Fate of the Furious for the fun of it.
Fate of the Furious?
Fate of the Furious.
No, I will
watch it. Does that mean it's
the
last one?
I don't know. There'll never be a last one.
Do you think Vin Diesel dies in it?
I don't know.
Vin Diesel never
dies. I guess
we're going to
find out
because
we're
going to
go see it.
Have you not seen Triple X, The Return of Xander Cage?
I was just going to mention that. Did you watch those Triple X movies? Like,
I've never really.
Oh my God.
I watched the first two, but not the
first. Yeah, I don't want to see it so bad.
I kind of do want to see it because it's out of the first two.
The old ones? I love that shit. It's just Vin Diesel just like...
being macho?
It's like James Bond if he liked extreme sports. That's exactly what he like. Just like snowboards down a mountain and shit, like BMX bike backflips, and it's fucking dope.
It's not
being
Vin
like
Diesel
a kid who's
James Bond. It's if they took his character from the Fast and the Furious and made him into a secret agent. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's more accurate, but it was before Fast and the Furious. So.
That's awesome.
It was though. To be fair.
So that is our drunk discussion of the day. I feel like this discussion being drunk didn't really have much of an impact. On almost anything.
Let me tell you why Justice League is going to be better than Star Wars.
Oh, actually, this is a drunk thing.
Let me tell you.
Because he's insisting.
We know what's going to happen in Star Wars. They're going to do a little...
No, we know what's going to happen in Justice League.
What's going to happen in Justice League?
They're going to... Okay, we already went through this. Act 1 of the movie, Batman assembles the Avengers. Act 2 of the movie, Steppenwolf comes in. Act 3 of the movie...
Avengers assemble, I'm Batman.
The fucking
Where's
Justice
Robin?
League. Shut the fuck up. The Justice League. Then Steppenwolf comes in or whatever. Maybe we get a Lex cameo. Who the fuck knows? After that, black suit Henry Cavill with long hair comes in, saves everybody. And then, Darkseid.
No. Act 2 is introducing Aquaman.
No, that's all going to be... Maybe.
Act 2 is introducing Aquaman, which leads into the villain. And then in Act 3, they have to solve
Superman.
The villain problem.
Superman comes. Superman's going to come and save everybody at the end.
And that's the climax of Act 3. Like that's the Superman comes back, saves the day.
Okay, it still doesn't sound as good as Star Wars is going to be. And that's if
yeah,
they do it right.
Yeah, but you can't say that the Star Wars plotline isn't just as predictable, and I'm saying that as a Star Wars fan.
I disagree.
Bailey, tell me what's going to happen in Star Wars.
And we're going to come back to this episode after we see it.
Break it down for me.
Well, we return to the second movie of the original trilogy, so it's going to end in...
Shots fired.
It's going to end up in tragedy. They're going to end up like the same
you
thing.
You think Rey gets her hand cut off? Rey gets her hand cut off. I don't
definitely, she gets her hand cut off. But...
Come on.
No one's getting frozen in carbonite. Either way, it's going to end with a bad ending, because that's what made the Star Wars trilogy, like, signature.
If Harrison Ford gets frozen in carbonite
Harrison
again...
Harrison Ford's dead.
That's why I was
they take his corpse.
Han's dead.
And they freeze it in carbonite.
Before he died.
Alright, enough.
Okay, Chewbacca gets frozen in carbonite.
Chewbacca gets frozen in carbonite.
I would say Finn would be the one, right? But Finn, like, already had a tragic ending at the end of Force Awakens. Like,
or Poe.
Yeah.
Or Poe.
Poe gets frozen in carbonite.
Yeah, probably Poe. I think Poe is the new Han, so it'll probably be Poe getting fucked over, and then all of a sudden Rey has some sort of emotional trauma, and she doesn't know if her Jedi ways are correct. And then Finn's grown into it.
Do you think that Kylo's inevitable return to the light side is going to start in this one or in the last one?
I don't think it's a thing.
I think it's inevitable.
I think he will deal with the confliction in this second one, and ultimately by the third one, stay evil.
I think it's going to be like similar to like a Darth Vader thing, where like in the end of the third one, he like has an awakening, and then like he has to like kill Snoke or something.
I think same thing,
too,
but
much the same.
I think same thing,
but did
opposite.
You see The Force Awakens? So
yeah, but.
I think they're using the same plot line, but just flipping it. So he's contemplating if he's evil or not. He starts to be good in the second one, but then he stays evil.
I don't know.
Yeah, I can see that. I feel like they're, like, how much more they're going to train him. He's going to become more evil in this one.
I'm not sure. I think Kylo Ren's, like, the most interesting character in terms of what's going to happen.
Probably, yeah. I could agree with that.
Because I don't know.
You have no idea what they're going to do with Kylo Ren, actually.
Well, yeah, the extended universe character they pulled from is just straight up a dick, so it's like no one really knows, because Han Solo's son in the extended universe just did that and went nuts and just killed everyone, and that was just the end of it.
Yeah.
So everyone's looking at the movies like,
do you think anybody else from the original trilogy is going to show up that wasn't in...
From the original trilogy?
Lando showing up.
Well, especially if this Donald playing Lando in the new Han movie, if it goes well,
then they'll just go, age up Donald.
They'll go, hey, all right, you're the new Lando. Make us some money, please.
Put him in six.
Yeah, sell some dolls.
Nine, sorry.
No, they're not going to put Donald Glover in six.
Age up Donald.
I mean, sorry, eight, seven.
It was it Billy Dean?
Eight. Eight.
They won't put him in. Eight. Yeah, they won't
no,
put
no,
him
but
in the last
he's
Jedi.
He's not going to be an eight.
So put him
Billy Dean?
Yeah.
I think he might.
I think he's not going to be an 8. If anything, he might be a 9.
I think he's going to be in it.
I think they would rather pull Donald and age him than the original actor.
Yeah?
I think so. Just for sellability.
No, because, dude. You know how much they'd have to age him?
Donald is a... Look, do you see how much they aged... What's her name? The woman who plays Leia?
Like, that was Carrie Fisher.
Yes, but they put so much digital enhancement on her to make her look like...
They didn't put any digital enhancement on her in
bro,
The Force
Google
Awakens.
That shit.
No, they didn't.
Google that shit.
Dude, in The Force Awakens, they
did
not. You
want to bet me $50? I will bet you $50 right here, right now.
I don't want to bet
they
you.
Don't
they digitally enhanced...
How much, Chris?
For the final scene specifically.
You want to go 25-25 on this?
For the final scene...
All right, we'll go 25-25 on this.
I will shake on it if you guarantee for the final scene where she says, hope. That was digitally enhanced.
Wait, are you talking about Rogue One?
Yeah, I am.
All right, so we get our $50, right?
So you're fucking retarded. So you're wrong because you said they aged her.
We didn't
her.
Shake on it.
They
I'll
definitely
the
didn't
hook.
Age her for Rogue
yeah,
One.
You said, yeah. You...
No, I'm correct. You're wrong. You're wrong. Sorry.
Wait, what? No, you mean you're wrong. We're correct.
Apparently our podcast is working and I'm too drunk, so.
So do we get $50? Because that's what the rest of this podcast is now about.
How about this? You just double jerk us off and we'll call it a day.
Yeah.
All right, let's motorboat.
Bring on
this
the
shit.
Dicks.
All right.
Let's motorboat this shit and let's go.
Motorboat.
Yeah, well, all right. I mean, you took it to a place you didn't need to take it to.
Have you ever seen a dick before? You don't just... It's
my favorite. It's my
just
favorite
an
way
excited
to say
horse.
Hello.
Just come on, horse fucking shaking his face on some wieners. Ugh. Yeah, what the fuck were you... All right.
That was upsetting.
I feel like what happened was this.
Wait, so you thought we thought that like
no, but
Rogue
that,
One Carrie Fisher was that's how she looked.
No, here's yes, what I think happened. I think Bailey knew what he was saying at the start, realized he was wrong, and tried to fucking
and tried
correct,
to backtrack
correct. Because you were originally saying like they're gonna put Donald in.
Yeah,
and then I was like, no, they used original Carrie Fisher for The Force Awakens, and you were like, yeah, but they digitally changed her.
Yeah.
But that wasn't originally Carrie Fisher. You backstepped. You knew you fucked up. You realized halfway through that you fucked
and
up.
And you tried to make a bit out of it. You sneaky cunt.
I didn't try to make a bit out of it.
You
just
wanted
tried
to bet $50.
Backtrack, okay? All
right,
come on.
I should have taken his money right quick.
We should have.
I'm never the one that bluffs. I tried to bluff, and I lost. Let's just accept that and move on.
Yeah, you're shit.
So Bailey, the self-proclaimed Star Wars nerd.
Ha! Ha.
Doesn't even know.
Doesn't even know.
Make me sad about myself.
Doesn't
here.
Even know.
But you really think that for the next one they're gonna bring in fucking Donald Glover and age him?
I feel like they would rather bring him in than the older gentleman.
I think that's totally off base.
I feel like if Billy Dean's still alive,
Billy
they're
Dean
bring
is
Billy
still alive.
Dean. No, I mean like by the time they start filming 9.
Oh yeah.
I don't think.
No,
so.
No, I think they filmed 8, and I think he's in 8. I mean, I know they filmed 8, but I think he's in 8.
Wait, they filmed 8?
8's been filmed.
No, they're still finishing some songs.
No, dude.
I was being fucking sarcastic.
Billy, it's God. In,
like, it's not done. It's not
dude,
done.
The eight finished no, filming literally, done. Like, last, like, May.
But yeah. They still have some
before
scenes
Gary
in production.
Fisher.
No.
No.
It's been in post.
No.
Want to bet $50 on this one? Want to bet $50 on this one, Bailey?
Yeah, I won't argue because I can't give you the details, but I'm telling you, like, it's not done shooting because now they have to even
if
fix everything.
If there is even one scene that they haven't shot for 8 yet, I'll give you $50. Even one scene.
Da-dun.
One.
Da-dun, da-dun,
one
da-dun,
scene
da-dun,
that they
da-dun,
haven't da-dun. Already shot.
That if that entire da-dun. Movie is not already
how the
filmed,
fuck are we going to guarantee da-dun. This?
Because you type in Google, when did they finish da-dun. Filming The Last
yeah, when
Jedi?
Did they wrap?
And it'll tell you, when did they wrap?
Because it will tell you the set before she died, though.
Yeah, if they go back and do reshoots, that's a different thing, but they haven't said whether they are or not.
Then
yet.
I'm not taking
so
the bet.
All we can do is
then
assume
I'm not
that they're not.
Because the that's where my argument stands.
No, you're backtracking again. No,
he's backtracking.
I'm not taking the
he's
bet.
He's like, oh, I'm wrong again.
He's like, yeah,
I'm
reshoots, right. That's what I meant,
there comes
reshoots.
Bailey. I had no. Too many fucking twisted T's and smearing off ices.
When did.
Because that's totally what
episode
I drink.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
Finish filming.
Bailey, did you have a would you rather for this week's episode?
No, I don't want to talk anymore because you guys make me self-conscious and made me want to cry in the corner.
Maybe you should mind
July
you.
22nd, 2016, Star Wars Episode 8 has finished filming. July 22nd.
Well, I didn't bet no money, so let's talk. Stop talking about Star Wars.
I mean, you can still make fun of you for being wrong as fuck.
Twice.
Or maybe we should just move on with our podcast topic.
What else is Bailey going to be wrong about today? Email us at baileylegalteams.edu.
.edu. Oh, God. Maybe we're drunker than we thought.
Maybe you're drunker than we thought.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Chris has no money. .ngo. Yeah, that
I'm
sounds
have
like
more money. All y'all motherfuckers in a couple weeks. I mean, not immediately. I gotta save a little bit first, but I'm gonna be making more than all y'all motherfuckers.
Still don't suck
selling Windows,
crack. Dude. So. Whatever. So you gotta sell what you gotta sell.
Bailey,
so
what was your would you rather?
Would you rather spend? Okay, this is where I need the discrimination. How many hours at the Woman March?
Three.
Would you rather spend 3 hours at the Women's March or stand all by yourself in the middle of the empty Trump inauguration?
Oh. Can I bring my Game Boy?
And no matter what, you're indentured. Like, you have to be standing in the middle of, like, a middle of the march, signs, tits flying everywhere.
Oh, well, lessons.
But not the fun ones.
the ones
that are floppy enough to smack you in the eye
the
as
George
they're passing
HW?
You.
Dude, I can't even, the older I get, the more I'm turned on I am by that. Like, I see saggy tits and I have to stop myself from coming immediately.
You didn't, can I bring my Game Boy to the inauguration?
Okay,
is Three Doors Down singing All Star?
Three Doors Down will be there.
Can I hear them play All-Star?
Because that was reality, sadly.
Yeah. But can I, like, be... Or do I have to, like, cover my ears for that part?
No, you can include the Three Doors Down.
Oh, then I'm there.
Yeah, I probably do. Now, here's the thing.
Woman's March.
I like how every time I say, well, here's the thing, everybody's like, fuck, here we go.
That's why I got Woman's March out right before
I don't hate the Woman's March or what they stand for. Like, I don't want to make it seem like that. I'm just saying I don't want to be part of that fucking
I'm just saying I
situation.
Hate all women's right because
you know
I'm Chris.
Mean? That specific situation, I'm fucking good. I'm not trying to get arrested, nor do I really want to hang out with any of the people that I've seen on the media that...
Do you like,
participating
I think
that
that's alternative facts, sir.
Maybe I don't fucking know. I only know what I can see.
That's not my favorite thing. Like the girl
you're
from.
Drunk.
Yeah, I won't talk. That's fine. I'll just fucking mind my own.
Go, Jeff.
I'm just gonna have a little sippy pool of
we all
happy
love
juice, and then be on our merry way.
Real shit though, I'd actually probably go to the Women's March, but being honest, because I would just.
I would only pay to go to that inauguration, to be honest.
I wanted to go. I really wanted to get on a ticket.
Really?
And I can go to Washington. Yeah, I wanted to.
Why didn't we do that as a team?
Dude, if I'd known you guys were down, I would have fucking...
I would have taken a bus to see Trump get elected. Yeah. Fuck.
Sounds like a fucking party.
I would have taken work off for that. Nice. Shit.
Just getting wasted as fucking watching, like, Trump become president?
I would have fucking, yeah,
you can tell your grandkids about that shit.
Dude,
like,
probably would have cried.
We should make a bet right now. In 1 year from today, if Shia's protest is still going on, we're going.
Where is it?
Shia is in New York City.
Is he just like hanging on a street corner?
He's on a street corner protest.
Yeah, it's on
you
a
can
street
just
corner.
Go hang out.
The really? Live stream yeah. is just on a street corner, so yeah. anyone can just walk into it. It's like
so
a
we should
people's
have, like, a camera set up?
Yep.
Yeah, on yep. a wall saying that he's not my president.
That's weird.
It's artistic,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, okay. A year from now.
1 year from this day, from our inaugural episode filming date. Which
four
is,
years from now.
It's so close to my birthday.
If Trump gets reelected, we're going to the inauguration.
All right.
Yes. But he doesn't get inaugurated, does he?
It's not an inauguration, but they still have a...
They still have a thing?
And knowing Shia, he'll create some hullabaloo.
I'm going.
If he wins again in 4 years, we're going.
We're going.
All right.
Bring the podcast on the road.
Yeah.
Live at Trump's re-inauguration.
And
oh
we get
God.
To visit New York that way, so let's do it.
Yeah. That'd be exciting.
We usually like to end our podcast with a question of the day.
We do. Do you have a good one? All right. I got a good one. I don't, but I'll think of one. Hold on.
Welcome to Things That Are New.
It's a drinking noise when you're a robot.
It's my guzzling motor oil.
Blippity bloopity blop.
Blippity beep. Can we just address the fact that I'm not a robot to anyone who...
We literally don't know, and I'm not willing to give fake facts to our audience, or fake news, rather. Alternative facts.
One time I was leaving the house, and I saw Christine pull out, like, a wrench kit.
A wrench
and
kit.
A stick of USB.
That's how she jerks me off, with an adjustable wrench.
I was really confused.
Yeah.
It's really confused.
These people don't know who Christine is.
But while he gets self-conscious.
My frequent prostitute.
Yeah, she might listen to this episode, so.
Let's hope not. Let's hope not. Yeah, I had a question of the day, didn't I? If you could be one animal in a gladiator fight, which animal would you pick? The three of us are in a ring.
Okay.
We each get to pick one animal.
We're fighting each other.
We're fighting each other. We're also picking a random animal. Which animal do you pick?
Does it have to be alive? Like, does it have to be, like, does it have to be...
Can if
be
you can pick a dead animal, but you're probably not going to win.
Shut the fuck up. Can it be an extinct species?
No.
Any animal that's not extinct today.
I'll start things off, because I know mine. I'm going silverback gorilla.
Okay.
Chris, you got one?
I'm thinking. I got a couple ideas.
Nothing beats silverback gorilla.
I'm stuck between lion and cheetah. But cheetah doesn't have... He's not as versatile. I'm going to take...
Either way, a silverback gorilla is going to fuck your ass up.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck you up.
I'm going to throw a wild card and pick a Siberian tiger because he can survive in both the winter and the summer.
Okay.
Well, so I'm versatile, so I can whoop all y'all and survive the snowy-ass winter.
I mean, I don't think it's going to last through the seasons, but so, I admire your tenacity.
A true man plans to battle for the long term, sir.
Yeah, we'll see how that plans out.
Grizzly bear, I guess? I don't know.
Grizzly bear?
Grizzly
so
bear.
I guess I win this round.
Yeah. I mean, silverback gorilla.
No, you can climb trees, though.
There's no trees. And a gorilla can definitely climb trees.
We didn't, like, establish this. Like, if I'm a human, can I have a gun? Can I be a human with a gun? Because I'll pick the human with a fucking gun.
We're the only animals with a gun.
No weapons.
That doesn't count.
You can be a human, but there's no weapons.
Oh, then you're fucked.
Yeah.
Be a kangaroo, maybe. Kangaroos are strong as fuck.
Yeah, but they don't win fights. They deck people in the face, but they don't fucking viciously
murder
people.
You ever seen Kangaroo Jack?
When did he viciously murder someone?
Yeah, but you didn't see the R-rated version that
yeah,
got
he
cut.
Rapped a couple times, but...
Oh, you know what I might be?
What?
Like a rattler snake or something.
A rattler
Ooh,
snake?
Ooh, that's like...
Something sneaky.
Yeah, sneaky.
That might be my choice. It might be my
little
shot,
snake.
You know?
That's why you yeah. choose some sort of cat.
That
lion.
Might be my shot.
No cat.
Something venomous.
Yeah, if you're venomous.
Something super venomous. I'm gonna find what...
If you're like a scorpion or something... That gorilla is not expecting a
I'm
scorpion.
Sticking with the cats. Lynx, then. A lynx. I'll choose a lynx.
That's a terrible pick.
They're wild. They're literally called wild cats.
Yeah.
You're wild,
right? I'd be a king cobra.
Ain't no one gonna catch you. You so tiny, you gonna run around?
I think I can catch a king cobra.
Yeah, king cobras aren't intimidating. They puff up. You see all those people that tame them?
Right, but you two are gonna be busy with each other.
No, I just one punch Bailey. You
know? I'm a cat. I can dodge them.
You're a cat now?
He's a lynx. He's going with lynx.
Well, we switched to lynx somehow, but I mean, I'm either picking a tiger or a lion. Probably a tiger.
You said Siberian tiger.
We're going with Siberian tiger. Yeah, Siberian tiger. Pick Siberian tiger.
Okay, so I'm going king cobra.
All right.
Because I can bite you and kill you.
Email us at barelylegalteens.edu@gmail.com and let us know who you think would win this fight.
That's not actually our email.
Okay. Bailey, what's our email?
The actual email is chrislikesballs.ngo.
No, don't give him my personal email.
Hopefully it is things that are news with each first letter capitalized.
No, don't capitalize. It's very complicated.
It doesn't matter.
No capitals. Capitalized
or
no
not.
Caps.
Things that are news at gmail.com.
That'd be a good one.
In sync as fuck.
That was pretty cute, actually.
In sync?
Yeah, bro.
Not bad. They're all right.
I don't know. I like Lance Bass.
What's your favorite boy band?
Of all time?
No, of right now. Yeah, of all time.
New Kids on the Block.
Bailey?
I don't have a favorite boy band.
Boys to Men counts if you want to pick Boys to Men.
Okay, Boys to Men.
I'm going Backstreet Boys.
Okay, not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
And with that...
Can I choose the Spice Girls?
No, they're not a fucking boy
band.
Does
that make sense?
You could choose the Dixie Chicks, but...
They're not a boy band!
The Dixie Chicks aren't a boy band? What about the Pussycat Dolls?
They're a boy band.
Okay, I choose the Pussycat Dolls.
I'm going with Destiny's Child.
I'm going with No Doubt.
Best boy band of 2001.
Destiny's Child.
No Doubt.
Tell us your favorite boy. Tweet us at Bailey Legal Teens.
Bailey Legal Teens. Can that be Bailey's Twitter? Can it be Bailey Legal Teens?
Bailey Legal Teens.
At Bailey Legal. Tweet us at Bailey Legal Teens.
At Bailey Legal Teens.
But okay, for real, we will have a Twitter at Things That Are News, as well as...
We're definitely making at Bailey Legal Teens.
I'm going to make that
just
for me.
I'm not even joking.
I'm going to change my Twitter to that.
Yeah, at Bailey Legal Teens.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Bailey Legal Teens, or more likely at Jeffy C. Brooks. Bailey, where can our friends find you?
I can be found at Gnarly Media. It's my media company. So
spell it.
N-A-R.
With a G.
L-E-Y.
Silent Q.
At gmail.com. Or
that's how
at
he spells
the
Twitter.
Twitters. And that's where you'll find me because I produce videos and all that fun stuff.
I don't have a Twitter because I'm on MySpace. You know what happened to MySpace Tom?
I mean, I bet he's still not real.
You think MySpace Tom has a Facebook?
I bet his name is still Tom.
You think so? What if he changed it after it all
went
to shit?
I bet he became a woman.
Tomette?
I'm going with Tanya.
MySpace Tanya.
Or like Tommy with an I.
Yeah, that's it. That's real hip.
Alright, we're getting the fuck out of here. It's been real, everybody. We'll see you next week. Where we were gonna have Shia LaBeouf on the podcast.
Hopefully Chris will put commercials.
Shia LaBeouf's coming, I got him. Talk to him on the break.
Alright.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Shia.
Take care. See you all
next
week.
Bye, Chris. Bye.
Bye.